You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
How about getting tied in with a cause that brings out the best in you, instead of being hung up on things that bring out the worst in you?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, help us to trust in you, that we may have life by your kindness. Forgive our sins, and give us new heart for new life, with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. People are tied in with a cause that brings out the best in them. They get hung up on things that bring out the worst in them. They are tied in with forward-looking endeavors, but they get hung up on obstacles that hold people back. It makes a big difference whether you are tied in or hung up. You can be tied in with your job or hung up on it. You can be tied in with your family or be hung up on your family. You can be tied in with love or you can be hung up on love. Here the difference is in you, not in what you're tied in with or on what you're hung up on. Being tied in with someone or something generally turns people on. Being hung up on someone or something generally turns people off. You can be tied in with religion, or you can be hung up on religion. Right away, you can see the difference in the attitudes of other people. When you are tied in with faith and love, as people are when they get tied in with Christ, other people are turned on. When you get hung up on forms of religious piety, for example, people are often turned off. They know the difference right away. One person can say, "Praise the Lord," and people are turned on. Another person can say the same thing, "Praise the Lord," and other people are turned off. What's the difference? The difference is to be found inside. In one case, you will find faith, which expresses itself in this way. And in the other case, you will find what looks like faith on the outside, but on the inside turns out to be flat and often self-destructive self-centeredness, which has simply taken a pious form. St. Paul urged people to get tied in with Christ, because that's where real faith gets its motive power, and other people are really turned on. At the same time, he urged people not to get hung up on all kinds of stuff that looks religious, but actually has no connection with real spiritual power, because there's no connection there with God and with Christ, and for that reason, no real faith there. The secret is Christ. He is God. God shows his hand in Christ. God does his thing in Christ. God produces change in the lives of people through faith in Christ. There's power in Christ that cannot be found anywhere else. He is Christ crucified, and he is Christ alive. He is Christ the Savior, and he is Christ the Lord. He is Christ as you find him in the New Testament. He is Christ as you find him in the whole Bible. He is Christ as he lives in the hearts of his people. So be tied in with Christ, said St. Paul, and don't get hung up on religion. God's secret is Christ himself, said Paul in his letter to the Colossians. He is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. I tell you then, do not let anyone deceive you with false arguments, no matter how good they may seem to be. God has brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to his cross. On that cross, Christ freed himself of the power of the spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in his victory procession. So let no one make rules about what you eat or drink, or about holy days, or the new moon festival, or the Sabbath. All such things are only a shadow of things in the future. The reality is Christ. Do not allow yourselves to be condemned by anyone who claims to be superior because of special visions and insists on false humility and the worship of angels. For no reason at all, such a person is all puffed up by his human way of thinking and has stopped holding on to Christ, who is the head of the body. Under Christ's control, the whole body is nourished and held together by its joints and ligaments and grows as God wants it to grow. Appearances can be deceiving. They can be downright dangerous. Religious appearances can be very deceiving. They can also be downright dangerous. People can be deceived by religion, as they can be deceived by the lack of it. Religion can be a kind of decoy, something like that wooden duck which lures other ducks to their destruction. It can be the vehicle for someone to exercise control over someone else. It can make life dull, dead, sodden, and worthless, a life that could have been full of joy, vitality, free breathing of the air God has given us all to breathe. To have faith in Christ is to breathe God's free air. Faith in Christ accepts God as he is, forgiving our sins, canceling the unfavorable record we have made by his own free grace and favor. He just takes the whole business, bad as it is, and nails it to the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what we mean when we say Christ died for us. He is the conqueror of sin, and because of what he did for us, we are forgiven and can live again. Let your life be tied in with him, said St. Paul. Tied in with Christ, you go with him, said St. Paul. Why then do you live as though you belong to this world? Why do you obey such rules as don't handle this, don't taste that, don't touch the other? These refer to things which become useless once they are used. They are only man-made rules and teachings. Of course, such rules appear to be based on wisdom. They have the look of worship and even of humility, but they have no real value. They are just a shadow, and sometimes a very poor shadow of reality, which is Christ himself. Tie in with Christ, my friend, by faith. That's the only way you can get tied in with him. Faith is like the ligaments which tie the body together. It keeps the ankle bone tied to the leg bone, and the leg bone to the backbone. With all those joints tied together like that with the head, power flows, and that's the power of Christ himself. We are all members of his body when we belong to him by faith. To be tied in with Christ makes it unnecessary and even ridiculous to get hung up on religion. To get tied in with Christ makes it impossible to get hung up with all of that religion which is loveless and censorious, as if somehow we were better than other people. Only Christ is better. To be tied in with him makes people useful members of his body. They don't have to brag about themselves in order to be important. They don't have to put down other people because they are hung up on themselves and their religion. To be tied in with Christ makes people real people. They get to be real again instead of just shadows, trying to find their way in the midst of other shadows, even religious shadows. To get tied in with Christ is to get out in the sunlight where he is, with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Real people make mistakes, and they know it. They aren't afraid to ask forgiveness, and they're not ashamed to accept forgiveness from God. It's an open and hearty life to be tied in with Christ. People who are tied in by faith with Christ are not afraid to love. Other people might be afraid to do that because they might get hurt. Not Christ people. They know he was hurt too because he loved us. But they also know that he came out on top. He is Lord. He alone. Knowing him as Lord, people tied in with him are not afraid to love. Hung up on yourself, hung up on your ambitions, hung up on your search for things, even hung up on your religion, you will never be satisfied. You won't ever be able to take the hard knocks of life that always come our way because we are human. You won't dare to think about death because it's too terrible to think about. Afraid to believe anything and afraid to love anyone, hung up people walk around in a world of shadows and are never satisfied because they have no real life. This is life, to be baptized into Christ and to be tied in with him, to be buried with him, so to speak, and in baptism to be raised with Christ through faith in the active power of God which raised him from the dead. People who have been spiritually dead can come alive, brought to life by God himself, because they are tied in with Christ, whom God raised from the dead. Only what is tied in with Christ will live. Everything else dies. There are many civic organizations and even governments that have done many good things, but they all die. The sands of time cover them up, and they are gone. Only what is connected with Christ, only those people tied in with Christ will escape that fate. They don't die. They live. They live because Christ lives. Tied in with him, they live too. I saw a sign on the wall of a home one day which read, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." That sounds like just another pious thought, I know. But Christ makes it come true. "Hold on to Christ," said St. Paul. "He's God's secret. He's the key that opens up the hidden treasure of God's wisdom and knowledge." It's easy to get hung up on little things, on the externals of the faith, instead of being tied in with Christ himself by faith. It's easy to think that by doing this or that, you will earn God's attention, win his favor, and be saved. It's easy to think that way, because it's natural. People like to think they can save themselves somehow or other. Even Christian people fall into that syndrome of trying to save themselves by what they do or do not do. The message of God is that he forgives. And by his grace and mercy, people are saved. They are saved by Christ himself, who died for their sins and was raised from the dead to be the Lord of heaven and earth. By faith in him, people get tied in with God himself and receive the power of new life. With love that shows how faith can work, the love of God in Christ puts to death all of that sexual immorality, indecency, lust, evil passion, and greed, which is a form of idolatry. It helps people to get rid of all those feelings of anger, passion, and hate, which cause them to insult other people and to engage in obscene talk themselves, which does nothing but corrupt life. People tied in with Christ do not lie to one another, because they put on a new self, having a new life, with faith and love toward Christ. Tied in with him, they clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. They forgive one another, as God has forgiven them. To all these qualities, they add the great one of love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. They have peace in their hearts to guide them in the decisions they make. It is in peace that God has called them together into the one body, which is Christ. All of these things were said by St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians. All of us live in a world of things which are important, but they are not all important. We live in a world of rules and regulations which are important, but they are not all important. We live in a world where people eat and drink and go to school, get married and make love, have children, and plan to raise those children so that they grow up and make a contribution to the world. We are surrounded on all sides by the ordinary. In the world of the ordinary, it is possible to lay hold of the extraordinary secret of God himself is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. In Christ, God forgives us all our sins. In Christ, God gives life to people who are tied in with Christ by faith. The truth of life itself is in Christ. In the midst of the ordinary, my friend, tie in with the extraordinary. It makes the ordinary great and worthwhile. It gets rid of the hang-ups and all the dreariness that comes from being hung up on the ordinary, including ordinary religion with all its rules and regulations. Tied in with Christ, you get to the heart of life. You break out into the open sunlight of God's free grace and favor. It's like living with God himself in the midst of the ordinary. In fact, that's exactly what it is. St. Paul said, everything you do or say, whatever it is, do it and say it in the name of the Lord Jesus as you give thanks through him to God the Father. Here there's no false humility and no showing off of religion. Here there's only life in the midst of the ordinary. Everything, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, by faith in him. Be tied in with him, having life without all of the hang-ups that finally end up in death. In Christ, my friend, be tied in with God and not tied down to yourself. In Christ, be free to live and not hung up on the trivialities of religion or of anything else. In Christ, live the free life, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker.